Mother Tongue, How Our Heritage Shapes Our Story. Written by Leonard Sweet. Narrated by Larry Wayne. Acknowledgements. I am often called a trend spotter. I hate that. I see myself as someone who rummages around in the attic of Christianity as part of a rescue operation for the obscure and forgotten. There is nothing so exciting as the discovery of artifacts and practices, rituals and images that we forgot we had. I am unimpressed by reputation, but I am impressed by the potential of the left behind to point to Jesus' healing power in people's lives, to reveal stories and images that tell us more about God's world and Jesus' saving grace, and to animate Jesus' presence in our lives and the world. Metaphors do that for us. In other words, I run a homeless shelter and orphanage for lost stories and abandoned images. In this book, I take you on a personal tour of the mementos that formed my faith, especially as a PK, where the preacher was my mother. My greatest wealth is my childhood. I am the oldest of three boys, born as close in age as possible for what today would be called geriatric pregnancies. As you can imagine, the Sweet household was not always high in GDP, gross domestic peace, with Leonard Ira, Philip Dale, and John David running about. Though I was the eldest, my parents never let any of the three of us feel that I was the firstborn, while they were the afterborns. In many ways, just the opposite was true. As mother's avowed favorite, for theological reasons, was the youngest. We were the three musketeers, united in brotherhood. Yet there were many times when my brothers and I resembled less brotherly love than desperados. Sometimes we were desperados against notoriously strict parents. Sometimes we formed ad hoc desperado alliances against a brother or a cousin. Far from a mum with oldest son thing, I was a lone desperado as a teenager, rebelling the most openly and vocally against parental tyranny, which made everyone shake their heads in disbelief when I took mother into my home and cared for her in the last 11 years of her life. In short, conflict is as much a part of family relationships, including the Sweet families, as harmony is. It's a fine line that separates blood brothers from bloody desperados. Like so much of every childhood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?